The NFL playoffs are better with FanDuel because right now new customers can bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, guaranteed. That's $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. FanDuel, an official sportsbook partner of the NFL. 21 plus and present in select states. First online real money wager only. $5 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets which expire 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
At Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Coming up on the Just Fantasy Baseball podcast, we have a very specific theme, but you got to wait till the end to hear it. Vince and I, we feel a certain way about a certain team and certain matchup. So if you want the best tips to win your fantasy baseball championship this week, listen to the full episode, because at the end, you might be shocked by what I have to say. It's just a great episode. So all that and a whole lot more coming up on the Just Fantasy Baseball podcast. Stay tuned. Welcome back to the Just Fantasy Baseball podcast. My name is Rami Levy. That is Vince D'Amato. I am watching Sunday Night Baseball. It is an important game for the New York Mets as they are trying to lock in on a playoff spot. It's basically a playoff game. It's the last home game of the regular season for the Mets. Who knows what's going to happen? News and headlines. I have one because this happened like 20 minutes after we recorded our last episode. Shohei Ohtani, the first ever to reach the 51-51 club. And I think now 52-52, actually, after today. 52 home runs, 52 stolen bases. I think he has 53 now. The game he had was ridiculous, although slightly overrated, because, I mean, the last two home runs were, like, cupcakes. Like, last one, I think, was a position player. The one that was 50 was, I mean, it was, like, just, they literally said it. They're like, hey, we're not going to pitch around, then we're just going to throw him, you know, a fastball down the middle because we're not going to deny him this opportunity. Something stupid. My favorite part of the whole thing is that the guy who caught the 50th home run left. He got the ball authenticated. See ya. You know, contact me. We could work out a deal. But he knows what it's worth. He wasn't going to get swindled in the ballpark for that baseball. Anyway, I've been rambling for a couple minutes. Vince, what's going on, buddy?
It is 53-55 at the moment after another home run and two stolen bases today, a 301 average. Yeah, it's special. You know, I mean, we could talk about it all day and berate it, but I've seen, and, you know, it's unbelievable. We've seen playoff matchups this week just get, you know, totally changed and flipped on its head because of the week that he's had. I mean, it's unbelievable. I don't know what else to say other than, I mean, that game against Miami with those three home runs and 10 RBIs, like, are you shitting me? Like, that's unbelievable. So hats off to him. Another great season. I mean, it's up there with, you know, you're talking about the statistical seasons. Like, I mean, obviously the first one that comes to mind is the recent one of Acuna's 40-70, but I don't know. It's unbelievable, Shohei. And I don't know if it's going to get better next year. It'll probably diminish, right? We can't expect this again, especially if he's going to be pitching. But maybe next year is even better technically because he's pitching. We'll see. We'll see how the MVP race shakes out. But whatever your stance is on all of it, it's obviously, you know, one of the greatest individual performances that we've seen in a long time.
Yeah, and look, I mean, the idea that he might even come back this year as like a relief pitcher or even the closer for the Dodgers and come in high leverage spots and pitch in the playoffs is crazy. Now, you can't include that in the MVP. Now, the fact that Lindor has been hurt the last couple of weeks and who knows what happens with the rest of this Mets season, but that obviously plays, or last week, I should say, that he's been hurt, but that plays a role, of course. But all that said, you know, David Ortiz probably has a gripe with this, never having won an MVP, all those great seasons he had as a DH. It's never been done before. DH has never won an MVP. Now it's different. You know, there's MVPs in both leagues, but this is historical. This is different. And so while I think the narrative has been changed around him just because he is a pitcher, even though he hasn't been contributing as a pitcher, if you look at his WAR, it's obviously lower than some other guys. I get all those things, but still, a historic season is a historic season. And yeah, next year when he does it again, and we assume he will be pitching and hitting again, he'll be the greatest baseball player ever. Will he have the greatest career ever? No, time will tell. You know, he has to do this for at least 5-6 years probably consistently to be considered the greatest career ever. But, you know, he is the greatest individual baseball player we've ever seen.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't think there's any question about that. Absolutely.
All right. Some guys who are not the greatest individual baseball players you've ever seen are sitting on waivers right now, but you can take advantage of them. Are there any other headlines? I don't know if there were any other headlines.
No, I think that's, you know, that's the big one. That's, you know,
yeah.
Yeah. We got that one.
So you could take advantage, like I was saying, it was such a smooth transition until I interrupted myself.
Yeah, it was good. It was, I was actually going to compliment it and then you kind of went off the rails. So
I know, just ruined it, the whole thing. Yep. So here are a couple guys who hopefully won't ruin your fantasy baseball week, as you might be in the championship. If you're still playing, you are in the championship and these guys are on waivers. I have two of them. I think you said you have two as well. Mm-hmm. So you can kick us off with your two waiver wire pickups for this week.
Sure. And I will just add, some seasons or some leagues ended today. A lot of mine are still going on into next week, which I'm not crazy about, to be honest. I kind of wish they ended today because a lot of guys will be sitting maybe towards the end of next week. But I do want to add, and I wish I would have brought this up sooner. There's a lot of leagues that have weekly transaction limits, right? Like you can only pick up five guys throughout the week. And so something that I wish I said earlier is, if you know that you're moving on to the next stage of the playoffs, like for example, you know, it's Sunday and you know, hey, I'm moving on next to the next round, use as many transactions as you still have that week before jumping into the next week. I mean, it's like free transactions at that point, right? So I actually took advantage of that. I still had two left over for this week that I just used on these guys that I'll mention. And one of them is your guy, a guy that you brought up last time that we were here, and I didn't go pick him up because I didn't need saves holds this week, but Luke Weaver, I went and grabbed him
got a five out save today.
Yeah. I'm paying attention to, and this is another important part, and I'll take another step on the soapbox here. Pay attention to what your opponent is doing if you're in a head-to-head league, because I knew at the beginning of last week, this is why I didn't go pick up Luke Weaver. The guy that I was facing had 5-6 relievers, I want to say. I forget how many. And I had two. Like, I would have had to change my entire roster construction if I wanted to compete in saves holds. And so I said, you know, even though I had two more saves holds by, you know, Monday, Tuesday, I forget what it was. And I was like, oh, you know, maybe I'll actually win this category. I'm not going to go out of my way and change my whole strategy. Like, I already called that a wash. You know, I'm not going to win it. So I'm going to go try and win in quality starts and strikeouts, which I did. So that was important. But getting back to Luke Weaver, it looks like he's the dude, right? I mean, you know, we're going into playoff time. This is crunch time. He has, you know, been lights out. Two saves in the last 2 days, season ERA of 2.93. And he hasn't allowed an earned run since September 2nd, which is phenomenal. That's 7 appearances since then and 3 in the last week. So really looks like he's closing down that closer job. Good for Luke Weaver. Good for our fantasy teams. He's only rostered in 47% of leagues. So go get him if he's still available and you could use the saves this week.
They're not naming him the closer, but he's been the closer for the last couple of weeks. So he's the man. And again, every high leverage situation, he was brought in with two runners on, the tying run on base with only one out in the eighth inning. He got the final at 5 outs today. So, you know, that's what you expect from him. I just finished producing the Yankee game on the radio on WFAN today. So I was working that game and, you know, it's a fun little game the Yankees have been playing lately. It's like, hey, let's bring in Clay Holmes, see how bad and of a messed up situation he can put Luke Weaver in, and let's see if Luke can get out of it. So far, Luke's gotten out of all of them, but I wonder when the Yankees are just going to stop playing games like that, but we'll see. Right now, their magic number to win the division is 1. They're still, I think, the best record in the AL right now, and so they're in a good position to have the best record in the AL. By the way, headlines we didn't mention. How about the Tigers officially in a playoff spot now, which is crazy. And do you see Ryan Howard at the Savannah Bananas game at Citizens Bank Park, they like did a reveal. You have to watch this. This was last night. He like comes out, like takes this costume off, and it's Ryan Howard. He struck out, but he looked great. He's in great shape. He looked like he could still swing it a little bit, but that was cool. A guy who's been swinging it lately, and in Baltimore actually did this, but he had a good week, and he's probably on waivers in most of your leagues, and they're trying to play spoiler. They've been eliminated from the playoffs. That's Mike Yastrzemski on the San Francisco Giants. Over the last week, he has 3 home runs, 6 RBI, 6 runs scored, a .308 on base. He's been pretty good over the last month, .313 on base, 9 home runs, 17 RBI, 17 runs scored. So I would say you want someone who can help you down the stretch. Maybe look for some outfield help with Mike Yastrzemski this week against Arizona.
He was a guy I recommended to a friend of mine to pick up a couple weeks ago, and he was like, nah, I'm going to go. And he went with Ernie Clement, which still worked out for him. But Yastrzemski is a solid pick, and he's been looking good for a while, so I like that. I also went for an outfielder, so if you need outfield help, maybe this guy will be a potential add for you too. Ramon Laureano for the Atlanta Braves has been hitting extremely well. All of the Braves have been hitting extremely well lately. Before today's 0-for-4 game, he was on a 6-game hitting streak, which we love to see. 2 home runs, 4 runs, and 4 RBIs in that stretch. It looks like he's hitting 6 for the Braves. So he's put together, you know, some good seasons in the past, right? He's a veteran. And this is the exact type of situation that feels like veterans thrive in, right? Like, end of the season, the dog days of summer are over. Like, it's time to ramp up for the playoffs. And, you know, we're in that the hot stretch of the season for that. And, you know, this is when it's like, okay, you still have to be playing well. And I think Laureano is the perfect guy for that team to kind of fill. Not that they need a veteran on that team, like they're loaded already, but just another guy. I think, like, in this type of situation, you know, if Kelmick was still in this conversation, right, or still like a big part of the team, I would prefer a guy like Laureano in my locker room than like a Jared Kelnick. So Laureano, you know, not that the locker room matters for fantasy purposes. He's been hot for fantasy purposes either way. And, you know, like I said, we've seen him do this before. So no reason to think that he can't keep it up this week.
I always draft, you know, my fantasy teams. I want there to be good chemistry between the guys. I always draft locker room guys for my fantasy team. Like, I don't want any butting heads. I don't want guys putting egos in front of the team. Sure. You know, nothing matters more than the fantasy team. Like when Devin Singletary took a knee today at the 1-yard line and he killed my fantasy team. I'm just sorry, dude. Like, I'm going to lose this week. I'm down by like 15. I have Xavier Worthy going tonight on Sunday Night Football. But, you know, if he doesn't get me 16 points, I'm going to look at Motor and I'm going to be like, hey, dude, like, be a team player. Try and score that touchdown next time. I know you slid down so that the Giants could get the win. No one cares about the Giants in this locker room. Like, yeah, you got to worry about us here. So next time I see Motor, I'm going to have to.
Yeah,
you should tell him. Like, play hard till the whistle, you know? One guy who we like, we love this, position eligibility, Hunter Goodman, catcher, first base, outfield. And he hasn't been great, but he had, you know, a little bit of a spurt a couple of weeks ago. Then this week hasn't been great, but still hit a couple homers over the last week. So maybe if you need catcher eligibility, if you need first base eligibility, he's someone who can give you that flexibility and might not be a bad pickup. Depending, you know, you want to get as many games as possible, have as many guys play as possible this week for your championship. It's going to be all hands on deck, no sliding down at the 1-yard line. So Hunter Goodman is a guy for Colorado who can provide some eligibility and flexibility.
Yeah, and I will say, you know, it gets to the point, right? If it's Wednesday and you have a starter going Wednesday and right after he's done, it might almost make sense, you know, if you have, especially if you have unlimited transactions, drop the guy, right? And, you know, yeah. I don't care who the hell it is. If it's, you know, and I'm trying to think, I don't know who's starting on Wednesday. I was trying to think Zach Wheeler, but he'll start later in the week. You know, but like that type of caliber player, if you have them and they're starting Wednesday and then that's it, like they're not going to be any use to you for the rest of the week. So fill in anything that you can, right? Get all those innings, get all those at-bats that you need. This is the go time. So how many streamers you got? I got two.
I got two as well. You can go ahead.
Sure. I will mention too, there weren't many streamers that I liked this week. So when we came into the weekend episode last week, there was a plethora of guys that I loved and it was hard for me to pick one. This week, it's hard for me to pick one because I really didn't like too many of them. So For a lot of these, you may just have to go with the guys that got you to the championship in the first place, or whatever, you know, fits the consolation, whatever. That being said, there are still some options that I liked. And the first one that I love, and I actually made this ad in one of my home.
The NFL playoffs are better with FanDuel, because right now new customers can bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, guaranteed. That's $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. FanDuel, an official sportsbook partner of the NFL. 21 plus and present in select states. First online real money wager only. $5 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets which expire 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
At Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Keeper leagues, just before we started recording here, Ryan Yarbrough for the Toronto Blue Jays. It was similar to when we talked about a few weeks ago, the DL Hall and Aaron Ashby calls that we made a few weeks ago. But when we made those calls and we said, go pick up Hall or Ashby, it was kind of like hoping that they would get some looks. We know that Yarbrough is going to get some looks, and it's because he's serving as a bulk reliever behind Ryan Burr, which they ran that setup today. Ryan Burr started for an inning, and Yarbrough came in, and they're going to do it again on Saturday against Miami. So I definitely am looking at Yarbrough, especially when you look at just this past week. He had three appearances, including the one today. And through that week, right, we talk about this all the time, relievers bringing starter workload. He went 7 2/3, gave up 2 earned runs, and had 10 strikeouts to just 1 walk. So Yarbrough was a starter this week. He's only rostered in 16% of leagues, so should be available in most leagues unless it's very, very deep or you have some smart people in your league. And he's pitched well for the season, right? I mean, 3.32 ERA on the season. And I think this is like almost like a must add for wins leagues. I think Ryan Yarbrough is. I'm even picking him up in my quality starts league because just the innings are so valuable. But Ryan Yarbrough is an easy call here for Saturday's game against Miami.
Yeah, and obviously, like you said, for quality starts leagues, he's probably not going to get you that quality start if he's coming in a bulk role. But yes,
still valuable innings. Still valuable.
Yeah, exactly. Innings. Still very valuable. One that I have that you mentioned, actually, I think a couple of times, Eduardo Rodriguez. So he is pitching for the Diamondbacks. His last time out, 6 1/3 innings, 11 strikeouts. The time before that, 5 innings, 7 strikeouts. The strikeout numbers have been crazy. He's pitching for Arizona. They're going against San Francisco. Arizona's still fighting for seeding in that NL wild card race. So a lot still to be worked out for the Arizona Diamondbacks, a lot to play for. So another big start for Eduardo Rodriguez. I like him going this week.
I like it. I went deep into the well for my next one. Pitcher for the Los Angeles Angels, Jack Kochanowicz, and I hope I'm saying that right. He's only rostered in 15% of leagues, and he's going against the Chicago White Sox on Tuesday. So, you know, we've talked about it all the time.
We love that.
Start anyone against the White Sox. And the reason why I also love this start there's a few reasons. One, his last start was against the White Sox, and he went 7 innings, 5 hits, 1 earned run, 5 strikeouts. So that was great to see. And then you look a little bit deeper. 3 quality starts in his last 4 outings. We love that. The reason I wasn't crazy about him is just because his strikeouts are so small. We're talking, he's got 20 in 51 innings pitched this season. So the ceiling is extremely low. He's not going to go out and, you know, light the world on fire with 10 Ks, but the floor does as well. And the reason for that too is he has not allowed more than 3 earned runs in a start since July 20th. That's 7 starts, and 6 of those starts were quality starts. So I think there's great quality start potential here, good win chance. There's just not a lot of strikeout upside and a potential, you know, there's some small ratio damage that you could be concerned about. But Jack Kochanowicz feels like a lock for a quality start, you know, a very good chance for quality start. And again, even if he gets you 3-4 strikeouts, that's better. You know, that could be the difference right there. So if you, you know, have an extra roster spot, or, you know, like you said, we're turning guys over like, you know, you wouldn't believe. So definitely go look at Jack Chanowitz if he could help you out this week.
My guy is not as deep a cut, but I do see that he's, you know, when he was injured, he was dropped by a bunch of leagues, and now he's back and he's starting against the Orioles, whose offense has been putrid. And that is Clark Schmidt for the New York Yankees, starting on Tuesday, their next game this week. He's back. His season numbers are stupid good. 5 innings, 7 strikeouts last week. So he's back to his regular form. And so I think he's going to come back. The 2.37 ERA on the year is crazy. Of course, it's only 76 innings pitched. But Clark Schmidt, if he's not rostered for some reason, I see he's like 50%. So probably a little higher than what we're looking at generally, but 50% in Yahoo leagues. If he's for some reason not rostered in your league, go run and grab him.
And I like that, because sometimes, you know, in these situations where it's like, oh, I don't know, I want my best starts, and you look and you go Clark Schmidt against Baltimore, like Baltimore is a good offense, but you're absolutely right, they have not been good.
They haven't been
late.
Not for a month. Yeah,
that's baseball is so much of what have you done for me lately. I don't care if you're, you know, the Chicago White Sox, well, maybe that, but if you're on a good stretch, you know, your team is clicking on all cylinders, I think that's extremely important to pay attention to. And I think that's a good call out for you right there. So love the pick. Who's your MVP? Who do you got?
There's only one answer. Come on. It's Shohei Ohtani. I don't think there's any other answer. I hope you're using Ohtani as well. You might have someone else too, but just, you could probably give the deeper numbers. He 6 home runs, 19 RBIs, 12 runs scored, 7 stolen bases in the last week alone. He sets the record. He's just been stupid good. The Dodgers are going to go into the playoffs hot. And like, I really, just seeing what we've seen from him this year, I know it doesn't change the MVP conversation, but I hope he does pitch in the playoffs. I hope we do see that, because I think it just will remind everyone, like, okay, everyone who wanted to hop on him for not contributing on the other side of the ball. Oh, but he's only a DH. He's only a DH. Okay. He's historically great DH. And now he's going to be pitching huge postseason games, potentially, probably not starting, but maybe coming out of the bullpen for in huge spots for the Dodgers. I want to see it, because I want him to shut up all the haters.
I was trying to find it. I can't find it, but it was a fun tweet by, I think it was Jay Cuda. And, you know, it's fun to like look at these numbers and try to extrapolate just what a season could look like if it was like this, you know, all year. But I didn't, because I figured you would take Shohei. And I actually don't have any shares of Shohei in any of the teams that I'm still competing in, which is kind of shocking. Mm-hmm. But one of the teams I do still have competing, and this guy helped me win big this week, and he was the second best fantasy player, according to Razzball. And that's Michael Harris II. I'm going to go on a theme here. You'll see with my lock. But Atlanta is clicking. Like I mentioned earlier with Ramon Laureano, they've been like, he's been phenomenal. Patience really paid off. I've been holding on to him, right? He struggled for a while. He had a hamstring injury, and, you know, he was drafted probably as a top 50 player in every league. You know, I don't remember exactly where we took him, but, you know, this is the type of guy we talked about. He's a, you know, potential perennial second, third round guy, year in and year out, if he can figure it out. But he really hasn't been doing well. But this past week, if it wasn't for Shohei, I mean, this guy would have still been head and shoulders above everyone else. Since Monday, he was 16 for 33 with 4 home runs, 9 runs, and 7 RBIs. Him and, you know, in my lineup, I have Riley Green and Wyatt Langford. All of those three outfielders absolutely propelled me to a win. So that was huge to see. Thank you, Michael Harris II, for finally figuring it out. Because again, I was a little worried. I was not happy. Right, it took him a long time to figure it out. So at least he figured it out soon, you know, before it was too late.
Well, my lights went out in here, so I guess
was wondering
we're
about
up
that.
Soon.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, they turn out at some point. I could have turned them back. I think there's a sensor, but I'm not sure. I'm in one of the studios that's not being used right now, and well, here's why. Anyway, but real quick, I guess we could close it out, because I want your lock, because I think we are in lockstep on your lock. And so give it to me. Just tell me your lock, and then I'll give you mine, and we'll wrap it up.
Okay. I have Ozzie Albies, another Atlanta Braves. So mm-hmm. I went Ramon Laureano for a waiver wire, MVP Michael Harris, and my lock is Ozzie Albies. I'm loving the Braves right now, even though they're on the outside looking in for the playoffs. And there's three reasons. I'll give them real quick. One, then the first one that's the most important, his matchups. He's going to face three lefties this week. He's only hitting from the right side of the plate because his wrist is still bothering him from the left side. And he's facing three lefties this week, and he has a 340 average against lefties this season. He should be seeing the ball very well. I think that's a great, great start. Number two, I mentioned this earlier, and it, you know, I'm going to continue to beat the drum. The Braves are hot right now. Michael Harris, like I said, has been hot. Matt Olson has also been very, very hot. Marcelo Zuna, Ramon Laureano is pitching in. So run scoring opportunities should be plentiful. He's sitting at the top of that lineup. Absolutely love that. A lot of people were probably concerned, right? You know, coming back from the wrist injury, you probably at this point have another second baseman option, but I am going to definitely be looking to start Ozzie Albies. And then, like I said, the third reason, it's a huge series for the Braves against the Mets, both teams fighting for a playoff spot. I think, you know, the Braves kind of have to show up, and, you know, he's probably been, you know, what's the chomping at the bit. That's what it is.
He's probably looking
to get back in. So I'm absolutely starting Ozzie Albies this week in any league that I have him.
Well, my lock of the week, and this pains me to say this because I've been riding the Mets all year, even when they were 11 games under 500. I told you the Mets, don't count out the Mets. I have a bet on the Mets from the beginning of the year, a long-term bet for them to make the playoffs. And then as we get closer, I just know how this goes. We've seen this story 1,000 times before. When it comes down to the Mets and the Braves at the end of the season, it's always the Braves. And so whether the Mets win today and it's two games, whether they lose today and it's one game, they're going to go into a three-game series in Atlanta, and the Braves are going to do what the Braves do, and the Mets are going to do what the Mets do. And it's upsetting and frustrating for me, and I want it to be different. I really do. And I just don't believe it's going to be different. There's nothing that's ever proven in history to me that's going to be different. And I know this is the year for the Mets to get the Braves because the Braves are so banged up. But the Braves have been able, as tough as it's been for them lately, they've still hung right with the Mets the last couple of weeks. And so, you know, every time the Mets surge, the Braves surge. And so we know how this goes. If you have any Mets in your roster, don't play them. If you have any Braves in your roster, play them all, because the Braves are going to make the playoff spot. They're by the end of this week, the Mets are going to be on the outside looking in. The Braves are going to be the one secure with that spot, because we've seen this 1,000 times before. We saw it in 22. We're going to see it again. And as fun and awesome as this Mets season sucks, it sucks that it's coming down to this. I hope the Mets fans enjoyed the ride, because this ride was a ride of a lifetime and it was really fun. But, you know, I really was confident. I was there last week at Citi Field. I was thinking about going tonight, but the Yankee game ran late, so I couldn't end up going. But I really thought that this year was different. And then as we get here and we're at this series and we've arrived, and I know the Mets haven't lost this game yet. It's 1-1. Still have a very good chance of beating Philly tonight on Sunday Night Baseball. But I know how this goes. And I hate to say that. I hate that this is how I'm thinking, but it's over. The wild card race. I don't know. Maybe the Mets can magically somehow get in that last weekend of the season with, I think Arizona's playing San Diego. So maybe one of them can fall out. And I'm not counting the Mets out of the playoffs, but they're not overcoming Atlanta. Atlanta's going to beat them, and it's going to suck for me and Met fans and all our friends who are Met fans. But
yeah, I mean, what happens? I even was thinking, you know, as I look at, you know, we talked last time about how good the Mets pitching has been, and as phenomenal as it's been, I would still be a little hesitant to start some of these Mets pitchers against the Braves. You know, I mean, like I said, the Braves are scary.
The Braves are winning this series. They might even sweep. Yeah.
And I mean, this is a team that feels like it's been like a dormant giant, or, you know, like a sleeping giant could just wake up and all of a sudden this is the Braves that we thought we were going to get all year. And the Mets could just be at the wrong place at the wrong time. That being said, if you have like Jose Quintana, you're still starting him, right? Like, he's been unbelievable, but I would definitely be a little worried. I think that's a good call out there.
All right. So until next time, everybody, like, subscribe. We're going to talk to you guys about some stuff next week. We'll change it up a little bit for to wrap up the season, and put a bow on all of it, and maybe give you some pointers and tips going into next season. It's been a fun season, Vinny. I'll talk to you soon.
Yeah, sounds good. You heard it here. Rami's going to rap for us next episode.
I will.
The NFL playoffs are better with FanDuel, because right now new customers can bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, guaranteed. That's $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. FanDuel, an official sportsbook partner of the NFL. 21 plus and present in select states. First online real money wager only. $5 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets which expire 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
At Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.